Toronto-based air carrier Porter Airlines has unveiled a new senior leadership structure that best caters to its growing coverage across North America. Kevin Jackson, the company's executive vice president and chief commercial officer, is assuming the title of president from Michael Deluce, who held the dual roles of president and CEO. Deluce, the son of legendary Northern Ontario aviation pioneer Robert Deluce, will remain as CEO. In a news release, Deluce said his focus will be on strategic planning, maintaining a strong capital structure, managing stakeholder relationships, and overseeing infrastructure investments, such as at its St. Hubert passenger terminal in Montreal. Jackson, an 11-year veteran of the company who's handled airport operations, technology, sales and marketing, revenue management and customer experience, will oversee all the commercial and operational teams. Jackson will report to Deluce. Founded in 2006 by White River-raised Robert Deluce, a Canadian Aviation Hall of Famer, Porter has grown deliberately from an Ontario regional carrier, flying propeller-driven Dash 8 aircraft out of Toronto's Billy Bishop Island Airport, to a North American-wide carrier, serving more than 30 destinations and piloting 130-seat commercial jets. Porter's fleet has doubled in the past year to 58 aircraft, split equally between 29,132-seat Embraer E195E2s and the same number of 78-seat Dash 8-400s. The airline has 75 more jets on the order book with purchase rights for an additional 25 more. Porter's continuing evolution into a company that is actively competing in key markets across the continent requires leaders to be focused on achieving all of our objectives, said Deluce in a statement. This starts with me recognizing that my energy is currently best used on initiatives that often have longer timelines. I will remain closely involved in Porter's overall strategic direction, while Kevin oversees daily business matters and operations. The company said Deluce's title as President CEO of the airline's parent company, Porter Aviation Holding, remains unchanged.